open.
Availability may vary by state.
Day to be me, great day to be you. You need to feel yourself around through the day every day. Make sure that things are going well. We've spent a lot of time talking about Elizabeth Taylor today, rightly so. February 27, 1932 to March 23rd, 2011, passing away yesterday. Elizabeth Rosemond Taylor is her real name. Her family moved to the United States when she was 7 years old, settled in L.A. She took an instant like to being in that scenario, and within 2 years, she was in her first movie. Within 2 years of coming to Hollywood, to Los Angeles, she was in her first movie called There's One Born Every Minute. She appeared in Lassie Come Home when she was 10. She, with 12, was in National Velvet. That's what really made her a star, I think. Vicki Rooney, don't you think? When you go back looking through the list of her movies, the movie took in $4 million at the box office, and Taylor was thought to be something extraordinarily special. 16 years old, Father of the Bride, The Barefoot Contessa, Ivanhoe, Beau Brummel, The Girl Who Had Everything, Place in the Sun. She was...
And what year was her first movie, Doug?
Her first movie was 1941.
She was born in 32, so yeah.
1941. 9 years old.
Wow.
It was called There's One Born Every Minute. She
makes
didn't
you think that if the Lindsay Lohans of the world, because since she started out, it had some chops.
Well,
you know, maybe
and we talked about this yesterday. I mean, on her Wikipedia page, there's a picture of her looking very seductive at the age of like 14 or 15 for this Argentinian magazine.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, what were they propping her up to be, and how did they treat her behind, you know?
I don't know. I think they treated them even worse then, because they were owned by the studios.
Do you remember,
there were no child labor laws.
Judy Garland was a contemporary of Elizabeth Taylor. They were both the same age, and they were both coming along. When Judy Garland was she 14 in The Wizard of Oz? 13, 14?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And in order for her to keep up with the schedule, they got her hooked on amphetamines. That's where her drug, her habit started when
That's
they were
terrible.
Doing The Wizard of Oz. Excuse me, The Wizard of Oz, 1939, I think it was. And in order for her to get through all of the other actors, the seasoned actors were pushing her. There was a story the other day I was reading about. I read a little, but I was watching that Best Movies of All Time thing that was on ABC that was quite good. And one of the things that came out is that the three guys who were playing the adult roles, Burt Lahr and the Lion and the Tin Man, and what was the other character? It was the Lion, the Tin Man, the other man.
The Scarecrow.
Scarecrow.
Yes.
They were all so afraid of her getting time. When they walked up the yellow brick road, they squeezed her out so that she wouldn't be seen when they were shooting the first.
And really?
The director said, what are you guys doing? Get out of the way and let her. So they were squeezing her out of the film, of the frame, so they could get their mugs. I mean, because they figure, who's this little girl?
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is that she got a hook then, and Elizabeth Taylor was a lot of alcohol and tobacco and stuff as a child. You get introduced to all that stuff. It's a whole different world. It really is. And so that affected certainly her. But Judy Garland, heavens, she died at the age of 49, I think, didn't she? She was 49 when she died, and it was from drugs, but she never got away. She could never. And if you see pictures of her later in life, she looks kind of like my mother did, who had the same problem, just emaciated, down to nothing.
You wonder where the parents are in all these things.
You have to wonder.
And you know what it is?
She died at 47.
During those teen years, the brain is developing so quickly that if you're hooked on anything at that age, from cigarettes to caffeine to alcohol to drugs, you will never, ever get over it, because
it
becomes part of your brain framework as the brain's growing.
I have not talked about the brain scan that I had done at Cerascan much, because there are some controversial things that are in there. But one of the things that came
It's been bugging you, though,
clear,
I can tell.
Yeah, yesterday he... He gave us the announcement that they found that he's got ADHD.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
That's what I said. Duh.
Okay.
No
One of kidding. The things that has affected me, they can tell in looking at this, is the amount of smoke, secondhand smoke I was
they
around.
They can tell that, really?
They can tell that. When they
How
look
can
at
they tell that? What can they say?
They can see what that stuff does. There are enough of these trials. They've had 3,600 and some odd people go through this.
Wow.
And they've tracked, they look at things in the brain, and then they look at the highlights of the person's life. What have they been done? They can see this is caused by that, and that's caused by something else, and yada, yada. Alcohol, tobacco, drugs, whatever it is, whacking your head, my head, whacked when I was a kid, has had a severe impact on me.
Okay, so we get from Elizabeth Taylor to your brain smoking.
No, but we were going back to, I wanted to go back to how people get addicted because of the tobacco and the things that people were exposed to and the drugs and stuff and what it does
and
to your brain.
Your mother was a big smoker.
My mother was a big smoker, but Elizabeth Taylor, in her life, was a big smoker, and she was around all these other big smokers. So Richard Burton, you never saw him without a butt in his hand. And, you know, all of that stuff gets into your brain, and it affects you, your body. What are you laughing at?
Same thing with Rock Hudson.
Rock Hudson.
Nice.
All right, let me spend a minute talking about Lumitone before we get here. We have some kitty chat.
Not nice.
Kitty time coming up in a few minutes. 13 past the hour. Would you like to have your eyes look many years younger? Would you like to have bags fade from view?
Bags
that you get at the grocery
store. Hallelujah.
Bags under your... The Lumitone Breakthrough. It's made with a peptide, which is a... It's a kind of a... if you don't understand molecular biology and botany and stuff, that is how plants grow and how things are put together. You understand chemistry and the makeup of the, I loved my chemistry class. I didn't understand really much about it, but I like looking at those drawings of the circles and the lines and the and octagonals and the size and the shape of the molecules and all that stuff. Peptide is a very powerful molecule. It likes it reacts well to your skin. And so these people figured this out. They did all the testing, and they found that people who got on to the Lumitone procedure, the process, within a few weeks, the appearance of puffiness was greatly reduced by as much as 40-45%. So if you want your dark circles to fade away instantly, then you ought to call 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302. You'll get a free bottle of Lumitone. Start making this work for you without having to pay for it, Roberta. Roberta's so cheap. She always does. That's why she does a great job.
Cheap.
The queen of
cheap. Are you kidding me?
So cheap. Where's mine? Call this number. All you have to do is pay. We actually should have this listed in the queen of cheap box. You pay nothing, a little shipping and handling. That's it. Free jar of Lumitone. Take care of your puffiness and the eyes and the circles under it. Special offer for Doug Stephan listeners. 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302 for Lumitone. A free bottle is yours right now.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
You can get your entire purchase free, and you're guaranteed to save when you pick up a scratch and save card. Get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place.
No purchase required to obtain card and reveal discount. Offer only valid March 26th and 27th at time customer presents merchandise to cashier. Applies only to regular prices of in-stock merchandise. Limit one scratch card per person per day. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See participating Ace stores for details.
Yes. Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Live from Progressive. Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Just looking at the DougStephan.com website during that break, some of the things. There are a lot of other things there today, although Elizabeth Taylor has to be the major attraction. There's a focus on sleep and eating. Dr. Ken went through that, and you can get the details of that story at DougStephan.com. There's an amazing slideshow with some of the pictures of the devastation in Japan you won't see anyplace else. Video of the day today is the tribute from Paul Newman. He narrated the tribute to Elizabeth Taylor made a few years before he died, a few years ago. Her life has to have been an example of art imitating life. The things that she played, like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, the two of them, Bert and fought viciously, drank heavily. That was exactly what they were doing. They didn't have to act. That's mm-hmm. what was going on
right.
in their life. She got
That's right.
the Best Actress Award for her role as Virginia Woolf, and yet when you examine what that role was all about, you understand how close it was to what was going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she got treated in the 1980s for alcoholism at the Betty Ford Center when it first opened up. Again, drinking and smoking and all that sort of thing. She broke her back 5 times.
Really?
Well, there's old.
How could she do that?
Well, she was married to 8 different men. You know, that's kind of, the hips were replaced. She had a benign brain tumor, had skin cancer, pneumonia a couple of times. She used a wheelchair for a while, had scoliosis. Some people thought she had Alzheimer's. Matter of fact, Larry King asked her that once, and she said, no, she didn't. But, you know, she hasn't been seen much in the last few years. And again, what I was talking about before, tobacco, alcohol, all those things affect sure does.
Mm-hmm.
She was married at the age of 18 to Conrad Hilton, the hotel
really?
Family. Married him in May, divorced him in December, same year.
Is that a May-December romance?
18, I guess it must have been. Then she married Michael Wilding, a British actor. He was 39, she was 19. As soon as she finished with Hilton, she went right to Wilding, married him in February, and divorced him 4 years later, had 2 sons. She married Michael Todd, 20 years older than she, in 57, have 1 daughter. He was killed in a plane crash. The best man at the Taylor Todd wedding was Eddie Fisher. He left his wife after he got killed to marry her. She converted to Judaism so that she could make him happy. They moved to London. He was not aware that she was going to be starring in Cleopatra with Burton. The union gonzo, quicker than you could say. As soon as she met Burton, everything was done. She never loved anybody again like she loved him. 21 after on Good Day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
As directed.
Why do you do this to me?
Well, who's doing anything to you? Why does it always have to be about you?
This song gets stuck in her head for like a week.
I'll be singing this forever.
Lee Oscar is the harmonica player with War. 63 today. Lowrider is maybe one of their... His real name is Oscar Hansen, by the way. Born to say 1946, so he's 65 today, right? That would seem to be... I would figure that out. Yeah. We have the birthday of Byron Janis. No, Rich, I haven't finished talking about Byron Janis yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember Brian, Uri's friend?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well-known piano performer. We had him on, what,
about
a couple
six,
months,
8 months ago?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Whatever. He's really very, very good. Wonderful guy. Born in the state 1928, so happy birthday to him. Now you can do Steve Lang, the bass player with April Wine, a group about whom I know nothing.
You're not missing much. They had one album, and they were a big hair 80s metal band.
Okay.
And this was their big rock ballad that that did very well.
Okay. So this is Steve McQueen's birthday as well. Actor William Smith. Now, you may not recognize that name, but if you saw his picture and you were over the age, Richie's age, you would recognize him as having been the bad guy in every biker movie, cowboy movie, television show that you can think of, including Eye of the Tiger, L.A. Vice, Maniac Cop, East L.A. Warriors, Emperor of the Bronx.
What's his name?
William Smith. Angels Die Hard, platoon leader. He was the person that Clint Eastwood fought with in the goofy orangutan movies.
Yeah.
But you recognize him because he was really, he played a bad guy. He played a heavy,
chiseled.
Yeah.
Guy was chiseled,
big,
man.
Tough, strong guy.
Yeah, I remember. Right. Yeah.
Okay, see, I told you he would be.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, let's see here. Up next is Nick Lowe. It's a good English guy. English song. One-hit wonder guy.
Good pop star.
Everybody knows this song. He's 62 today. Happy birthday to him. Next up, Dougie Thompson, bass player with Supertramp.
Guy that got me in the radio.
Who, this guy?
Mike Kelly. No, Mike Kelly, who's a rock jock here in Washington.
Right.
I would say, you know, what's it like, you know, being a rock jock for 30-some years in the area? He goes, if I have to play another Supertramp song, I'm going to jump out of that 12-story window.
All right, so we know Supertramp. Nina is a 51. Another English pop singer. 99 Red Blue. You remember this, Jen?
Yeah.
Not too much time spent on that. Peter Jacobson is Dr. Taub on House. I can't remember.
He must be one of the new ones I haven't seen the show.
He's not the little Jewish guy who you see everywhere. He's a character actor you see every place. Always plays Jewish roles.
I don't even know.
Hi, skinny Laura Flynn Boyle. She's only 41. How old was she when she was hanging around with?
She has a birthday every other month.
I know.
Yeah, but she was hanging around with Jack Nicholson for years.
Yeah, she was only like 21 when she was doing that.
Apparently, and he was 71.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
What's wrong with that? Helen Gamble on The Practice, remember that? Sharon Corr with The Corrs.
Good band.
She's 41 today.
Oh, I like this.
Laura Flynn Boyle was in Practice, Twin Peaks, Threesome, Wayne's World, Dead Poets Society, Poltergeist 3. I don't know this woman at all. Well, I know The Corrs. Another pop hit, Richie.
Yes.
Megan Price plays Audrey on Rules of Engagement. We know that show?
Rules of Engagement?
40 today.
What's his face? Him.
Robert Carradine, the actor, one of the Carradine brothers. David and Keith, his other brothers. Son of John Carradine. All the boys are in the Cowboys together. Jim Parsons.
Oh, yeah, Big Bang.
Sheldon and Big Bang, 38 today. Yep. Chad Butler is the drummer for Switchfoot, 37 today. And Allison Hannigan is Lily on How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, we love her.
37 today.
It towers over California's movie-making paradise.
The letter's 50 feet high, 30 feet wide, made out of a steel mesh covered by a white wood enamel.
The Hollywood sign. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It's amazing the Hollywood sign is okay after all that's happened to it.
Like, there was a caretaker who took care of the letters. He crashed his truck into the letter H and went tumbling down the hill.
Stephen Chauhet, author of the new book, Hollywood Stories. Termites, vandalism.
In the early 70s, there was going to be a vote to legalize marijuana in California, and some pranksters covered the last two O's with two E's.
Hollyweed, anyone? When Oliver North made the news, the H got covered up and the sign said Hollywood. Then the Pope came.
The joke was cover up one of the letter L's, so the sign said Hollywood.
Tomorrow, the story of something sad at this famous landmark. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO. Until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Another half hour of conversation, or I don't know, you know, for practical purposes in the radio world, you're at the bottom of the hour, you go to the top of the hour, and we'll get some conversation in.
Over and over again. It just keeps coming the next
over
hour.
Over and
the
over.
Bottom, the top.
Yep. Yep. That's how it works, Richie.
All day long.
All day and all night. It's all Doug all the time at DougStephan.com. Jennifer Horn is here.
I am.
Roberta Fasanelli is here.
She is.
Rich McFadden is here.
I am.
Michael Fortier is answering your calls.
He is.
All right.
At 800-510-8255. So we have some kitty time now. A couple of things going on. There are some public school parents down in Florida who want a first grade girl who has life-threatening peanut allergies removed from the classroom and have her home schooled. That's something Richie found when he was down in Orlando last week. Big news down there. The suggestions that are coming from parents, because this there are, you know, a lot of rules now in schools, and one of them is you can't bring peanuts.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you do?
It's a peanut allergy. And actually, I didn't find this when I was in Orlando last week. Yesterday, my wife and I were talking about different options for Sean to take to school for. He gets a snack in the morning and then his lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why don't we try this? Why don't we try that? Why don't we try this?
What does he like? He likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
He does like peanut butter.
What kid doesn't? I love peanut butter and jelly. I have at least one a week. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I said, for his snack, why don't we mix him up a little baggie of peanuts and raisins? She's like, you can't.
Huh?
I said, why not? She goes, peanut allergies. You can't take peanuts to school.
Why?
So I knew that you couldn't take, like, anything with peanuts in it or nuts in it for, like, parties for the cupcakes or something. But I didn't realize that he couldn't even have peanuts in his lunch.
Yeah, if they, I mean, even on airplanes now, they can't hand out peanuts anymore.
So I said,
what do you mean? I had peanuts on a plane the other day.
No way.
Really?
No,
absolutely.
Not on AirTran, which I just flew last week.
Southwest? Nope.
So I said, this is crazy. This is great because 15 or 20 kids have a peanut allergy. My son can't take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school, yeah. Or he can't take peanuts to school. So then I see this story this morning where these parents of this school are saying, you know what? There's one girl with a severe life-threatening peanut allergy, and all of our kids have to dance around that. And I started thinking, it's really scary if you have a kid who has this kind of a peanut allergy, but why punish or... I don't know, take away from every other kid in the school.
Right.
Shouldn't you be the one that has to dance around it, even though I understand it's a severe
threat?
Okay,
every day we find one, two, three, four, five of these things that put the government at odds with the majority of people who are in the country. This is a federal law. The school people said that they are required by federal law to provide accommodations for this young woman.
And you know why? Because a peanut allergy, so severe like hers, is considered
a disability.
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yep.
Give me a break.
Students in this class, this is Edgewater Elementary School in Orlando, required to wash their hands before entering the classroom in the morning, and after lunch they have to rinse out their mouths. And they have a peanut sniffing dog.
Oh no!
That checks out the school.
No.
Yeah, a peanut
sniffing
dog.
That's a lucky dog. Better than drugs.
All right. So when do we say no to this? When does this stuff
stop? Let me ask you this: we put in wheelchair ramps in schools, and we put in wheelchair things in buses.
Yeah.
You know, if we're going to consider peanut
allergies
as a disability,
everybody's we all have a disability. I'm disabled.
I'm mentally disabled.
Yeah, me too.
That for years.
I just want to know. You know, I asked Dr.
Nobody caters to me.
Where these peanut allergies came
from?
Because I don't remember them in school.
Right.
Peanut allergies.
When you go to school, and peanut butter was part of a school lunch. Remember?
Yes.
With Sean, when he was maybe two. I mean, because we knew that we shouldn't give him peanuts when he's little, choking hazard and allergies and all that stuff. But when he was two, he got a hold of a peanut, and he ate one peanut and had a reaction, and he broke out, and he had his face and a little bit of his chest, a rash. So I said, okay, how are we going to handle this? Well, the next week, I broke off just a little teeny, like a tenth of a peanut, of a half of a peanut, and I gave it to him. And then 3 or 4 days later, I gave him a quarter of a peanut. And then a week later, I gave him a half a peanut. And then 2 weeks later, I gave him a whole peanut. And no problems whatsoever. And we know that he did have a problem with it. But I wasn't going to go through his life.
If you have an immune system, if you, the people,
this.
The problem, here's the problem. I'll tell you the problem.
Okay.
We were talking about this earlier about growing up on the farm and how people that are around the farm or have grown up on the farm, their immune system is so much stronger, so much better. It is these parents
let your
that
kids
have,
get their hands dirty.
Get them filthy.
Yep.
Dirt under your fingernails, all of that
let
stuff. Get into
dirt.
Your system. Exactly. So that's better than the crow that we have to eat here once in a while, Richie.
Yeah.
So you take this, you expose your children to these sorts of things, and they can live a healthy, normal life. We have created a monstrous system of people who have some either real or imaginary. And I'm sorry if some of you are upset because I think a lot of you are fakers. I think a lot of you have taken advantage of the system. One of the reasons we have tax problems is because we have so many of these damn programs that cater to one or two or three people. And they say, well, this is a country where the individual is king. Yeah? Okay. If that's the case, then you take care of this person. Maybe there's a way we can help you in terms of it's really necessary if you don't have wherewithal to do it. But all these programs, we figured out in Framingham, we're spending $14 million a year on busing people from one school to another instead of going to neighborhood schools and bringing special ed kids from one place to another instead of having a special ed class.
Yeah.
Right. At what point do we say, no, we can't afford it? All of these things, the oddity here is not that this is happening because it's becoming the standard, the norm, and we throw our hands up and say, my God, this is ridiculous. 95% of you would say this is the height of stupidity. So listen to this one. Here's the next one. Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier today. There's a new FCC rule which goes into effect April 1st. FCC is the Federal Communications Commission, which is the regulator. There's absolutely no congressional input or sanction of most of what they do. They just make rules, and everybody says, "Oh, I guess I have to do that because the FCC says." It's like these the law or the rule, not the law, the rule on obscenity. Every time they go to church, every time they go to court, it gets thrown out because there's no basis in law for what they've done. And if people would challenge these things more often, yeah, it might be expensive. So anyway, the FCC now says that the rule requiring stations to verify that their advertising representatives have contacted all parties who are in the community that represent different factions. If you do not try to get people to advertise on your station because they're Hispanic or they're black or something like that, you're guilty, according to the FCC, of discrimination, and you will be fined. So this whole thing is really blowing up in the radio world. You won't hear much about it because it doesn't affect you, but yet it does, because it's the same kind of sheer stupidity, unadulterated invasion of our lives that goes on. You know, I don't agree with Glenn Beck on a lot of things, but I am with him 100% when it comes to all of this government and this onerous signs of it everywhere. This is another one. So people say that the FCC's rule will backfire, but when they have, you know, when it comes to enforcement, they don't. It's like the Food and Drug Administration. They got these new rules. They can't enforce them, and they're not going to be funded. But if you have a radio person, let's say I'm running a talk radio program, and mostly white people listen to it. All right, so the advertising director or one of the salespeople has to go call on black businesses or Spanish businesses and prove that they've been there to ask them at least to solicit if they would like to advertise on my radio program. There's no reason in the world for somebody that's running a Spanish business to advertise on my program. There's no reason for somebody in the black community, for the most part, to advertise on this program. But yet you have to do it now because the FCC says you have to do it. Why? What possible advantage does that give to the broadcaster to do his or her job? None. It is the craziest, stupidest, most inane thing, and it's another example of this complete government wraparound that's going on, and it is so unbelievably un-American and dangerous. These things, the courts get clogged with these things. What do we have? Three, 4 months ago when yet another one of these cases, the FCC has spent millions of dollars prosecuting Nipplegate, which goes back now how many years? 9 years or something?
Yeah.
And the other things that are said on television with Bono, who said the F word, and Cher, and so now the FCC sues Fox. And they laugh them out of court. But in the meantime, they keep hammering away at him because of these private interest groups led by Brent Bozell and some of these other big phonies who only want attention so that people will give money to their cause so they'll have a job. That's all it is. And yet we become victim to it, and you are a victim. You're paying into, through your tax dollars, the continuation of this foolishness that we're talking about, back to the Florida school, and having, how much does it cost to have a peanut-sniffing dog in the school every day?
Oh, man.
How much does that cost?
Right.
Yeah.
$100 an hour? And the salary of the person, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But they're shutting down libraries for the peanut-sniffing dog.
Right, yeah. Libraries and music programs and phys ed programs and specialty programs at the high school level being cut. And kids go to a study class, a study hall, for what? I mean, people, hello.
It's crazy.
Wake up.
It's crazy.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, now that we're all disgusted about the peanut thing in the schools, here's another one. You're going to love this one.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right. The story from Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Okay.
Children drawing with a chalk, with their pieces of chalk on the footpath that goes up to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sidewalk.
That's yeah, sure. Fun. My kids do it all the time in the driveway.
The police there say that they are graffiti artists and it is illegal.
Hmm.
And if, in fact, it was to continue.
They're tagging.
They're going to write
but
tickets.
You can wash it off.
Oh, good Lord.
Children drawing graffiti. It has to stop. There was a lady who lives in the neighborhood who doesn't like it. So she complained. There's apparently a restaurant nearby. You know, the usual stuff. You see stick figures. I'm looking at some of the pictures now. Scribbles, fish, pirates, that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of people who do this, by the way. Graffiti artists. I've seen a lot of them in Los Angeles. They make a. They're really kind of clever.
And then they sit around with buckets and collect tips.
Yeah.
But hey, exactly. If you're doing at least if they're. I mean, if they're doing mean stuff with chalk, that's bad.
No,
but
they're just chalk, all they're doing
plain?
Is
come
chalk
on.
Will wash away in the next rain.
Yeah.
Right.
We used to do that as kids all the time.
Sure.
Yeah. Remember, we'd make you know hopscotch
so again,
stuff and.
Again,
let's go egg that woman's house.
Are we doing to ourselves? What in the name of heaven?
Getting too politically correct.
Are we doing to ourselves? They, this police told her that she, the mother, her name is Sally White, would have to apply for a permit for her children to.
I would do it. I would
what
do it every day.
Permit?
I would apply for a
permit
and write in front of the woman's house every single day.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it violates.
I'm here for
the,
my permit. Thursday's permit.
It violates the state. God. Graffiti Act of 2007. Okay.
Huh.
I need a rest. 50 minutes past the hour.
Kill all the lawyers.
Spring is finally here. So hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
The latest from Japan's crippled nuclear power plant. You have radiation, and you now have a neutron beam. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with news that matters. The massive earthquake and devastating tsunami that hit northern Japan occurred nearly 2 weeks ago. The effects of the disaster still being felt, of course. The confirmed death toll has passed 9,000, with 14,000 people still listed as missing. At the Fukushima nuclear plant complex, radiation at the second reactor was recorded at the highest level since the crisis began. Gregory Hartle of the World Health Organization says people in that area are being advised to avoid certain foods or other products that may have been contaminated by the dangerous levels of radiation.
One could consume on a repeated basis vegetables and or milk products so that the amounts could accumulate in the body.
And Hartle says avoiding certain foods is a proper precautionary measure.
There is more definitive information about the patterns and types of radiation and which products it exists, which products are contaminated.
Authorities have also found radiation in tap water in Tokyo at levels about twice the recommended safe amount for infants. In another development, there is a report that the Fukushima plant is emitting a neutron beam, which was spotted by the plant's operator. In fact, it has been spotted 13 times by the Tokyo Electric Power Company. The beam is a radioactive ray and could be evidence of a more serious leak from nuclear fission. Officials say the amount of radiation from the beam itself is very small and not considered dangerous. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
A variety of late-March skiing and riding across the country. Huge snowstorms rolling into the west. Mammoth in California picking up a snowstorm of over 107 inches as they ride 135 runs of practically every trail, Squaw Valley and Lake Tahoe. They picked up over 80 inches from a recent storm. They ride the powder, as you can imagine, 160 trails. Sun Valley in Idaho, riding on 75 runs in full operation. They picked up a recent 29 inches of new snow. In Utah, Deer Valley cruises the powder with 100 trails thanks to a couple of feet of fresh snow. The western mountains are enjoying some fast, loose, granular snow. Chuck was doing that in New Hampshire.
On a chilly spring day at the slopes, you might ask yourself, will the snow be hard? Will it turn soft? At Sunapee, it was a no-brainer. Packed powder everywhere thanks to a half foot of snow this weekend, high-quality grooming, classic Sunapee speedy snow. Just point them down and go. At Sunapee, I'm Chuck Devine.
Smuggler's Notch in Vermont with all 78 trails. SportsNowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, gains for the stock market yesterday. The Dow up 67 points, closing at 12,086. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil tacked on, 78 cents a barrel, now up to $105.75. The bad news about the troubled housing market just keeps on coming. The Commerce Department reporting new home sales hit a record low in February, with home prices reaching their lowest level in more than 7 years. New home sales fell by nearly 17% last month. The median sale price for a new home dropped nearly 14% to just over $200,000. Hollywood, friends, fans, all remembering screen icon Elizabeth Taylor, who died yesterday of congestive heart failure at the age of 79. These Liz Taylor fans in New Jersey reacting to the news yesterday.
Very sad, because she was one of the great ones.
Cleopatra. I believe that's what she's going to be best known for. And all her husbands.
In fact, Elizabeth Taylor was married 8 times to 7 men. She married Richard Burton twice. The American Foundation for AIDS Research says Taylor was among the first to speak out on behalf of people living with HIV when others reacted with fear and often outright hostility. Liz Taylor was very active in the fight against AIDS for years. Finally, a couple of closing notes for the ages. And how's this for an age? 119. Rebecca Lanier of Warrensville Heights, Ohio, turns 119 today. Her family and friends actually gave her a cake and celebrated yesterday at a local senior center. Rebecca's grandson, Jimmy Shambly, says his grandma is still a very independent lady.
She makes her bed up every morning. She gets up and gets herself dressed.
Hey, many of us aren't even half her age and we can't do that. Oh, and Rebecca's family wants to get her into the Guinness Book of World Records for her age, but they're still searching for her birth certificate to make that happen. Happy birthday, Rebecca. From 119 years old to a 9-year-old. His name is Sterling Brickerhoff of Benjamin, Utah, and his sneakers won the annual Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest held in Vermont. Sterling received a $2,500 check, plenty of Odor Eaters products, and a trip to New York City. His sneakers will be taken to the Odor Eaters Hall of Fumes. You know, I left my sneakers outside today, and they're pretty bad. I think the neighbors are waiting outside to offer their opinion. Let's see here. Sorry, but my wife won't let me take these sneakers back in the house. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This weekend at Ace,
the weekend is coming!
You can get your entire purchase free, and you're guaranteed to save when you pick up a scratch and save card. Get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. No purchase required to obtain card and reveal discount. Offer only valid March 26th and 27th at time customer presents merchandise to cashier. Applies only to regular prices of in-stock merchandise. Limit one scratch card per person per day. Additional conditions and exclusions apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See participating Ace stores for details.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStepan.com.